The emotion in the B quadrant is patience. It takes time to build a business. Like many times when I start a business, if I commit to it once I feel it's viable, I expect to not get paid for at least 3 to 5 years. And E and S will say, well, where's my paycheck, or my commission is this much? They need to get paid right away. No delayed gratification on it. So it's patience. The emotion under a true investor, you know, like I said, the E will say, I'm looking for a safe, secure investment. Or an S will say, I'm going to be hands-on. I'm going to do day trading, or I'll fix the business, fix the toilets by myself, whatever they do. They want to be in control of it. The real emotion in the investor quadrant is neutrality. In other words, you need to be neutral to winning or losing. So if the market's going up, you should be neutral. You don't want to get too excited. If the market goes down, you also want to be neutral. The reason you want to be neutral emotionally is so that you can think clearly. As I said, the problem with most middle class and poor people is they buy high and sell low instead of buy low and sell high. So they sit there when the market goes up, they get all excited. Oh, it's going up. I'll be left behind. Oh my goodness, all my friends are getting rich. I better buy. So they buy at the peak. It drops. They feel terrible because they've just lost everything, and then they sell because they're not emotionally neutral. When they lost everything, they feel terrible, and they don't know what to do after that point. If you really want to be a professional investor in the I quadrant, you should be neutral to winning and losing. One of the things that we teach in Cashflow 101 and Cashflow 202 is how to make money going up. But the reality is most professional investors make more money when the market crashes. And that's a very big difference because you can be emotionally neutral. As I said, my wife and I, Kim, we made all of our money after the 87 crash when everybody was selling and we went in to buy. And that's one of the biggest requirements emotionally to be successful in the I quadrant.